Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Carlie. It's one day today. Gosh, this week is just moving past. It's the 19th of January. You know, I almost said February, but my mind, you know, thinking one thing ahead. And so I am so excited. Max Update Days is back on the show today. He's incredible. If you ever have a bad day, go look at his stuff because he makes your day a lot better. And I'm kind of jealous of him in a good way because he was on The State of Mind with Monique Spinard. And that's also on YouTube, so check that out. And here is Max.
Hi.
Hey, Max, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So I want to start out by thanking you for coming on again. I love it when you come on. I try to watch your updates every day, but if I haven't watched the show yet, then I go watch General Hospital, then I watch you. And let me tell you, you are doing such a great job with the recaps.
Thank you.
So, right now on General Hospital, who is your favorite?
Well, of course it's Sunny, but, well, over
of course.
In the past time, I'm pretty sure I love Jason more, but right now it's got to be Sunny. It has to be.
Yeah, and I know. You know, I love Sunny and Carly. So are you okay with Sunny and Carly? Because, you know, Max, you know, they have to get back together, in my opinion. They are, you know, meant to be. And what happened with Nina is crazy. And what did you think about that?
Well, I think there's, like, 90% chance Sunny and Carly can make it through. Because I thought they were really trying to, like, trick us as Sunny and Nina. But there's got to be, like, a small chance of Sunny and Nina.
Well, you know, how should I put this, Max? Well, you know, the fan base, you know, if Carlson is bigger than Sunny and Nina, and not, you know, not everyone is happy with Nina at this moment, the last 9 months. So, you know, a lot of people are having a very hard time with what she did. You know, I mean, she had so many opportunities to tell the truth. And I think that's a great message for everyone out there that you shouldn't keep secrets and also you should tell the truth quicker than she did. So, you know, that's what a lot of fans are saying. So, and I, for one, love your reenactments. And I would love to see another reenactment of Peter falling down the stairs or something like that again, because you did a great job. But did you hurt yourself while you did that?
I mean, you're right. That was a great job. And when you said that Nina had, like, so many opportunities to tell the truth, I mean, you're right. But she used Willow to lie.
Yes. But see, also, you know, but Nina has so many other, she called Carly once. And Carly wasn't prepared that they were talking to Nina. She was always mad at Nina. So a lot of fans are saying, you know, she could have called anyone else, Ava, Michael, Willow, anyone else in Port Charles and say, oh, by the way, Sunny's alive, you know? So that in itself is very hard for the fans to just get over, because when you have a diehard cover base, I mean, I think your mom would tell you, because didn't your mom used to watch Dinner Hospital? Isn't that how you got into it? Watching Dinner Hospital? Did you get into the watching the AIDS on your own?
Yeah, and you have a good point, because Nina could have just chose anybody else. Because if she called like Michael, Willow, Ava, or just told Sunny the truth, they would, Michael, Willow, or Ava, one of those, would just tell Carly, but Carly would still think that it's something that it'd be something to do with.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, right now, the show is so good right now, where it is, and, you know, we just lost Luke, Spencer, and Max, I don't know if you knew who Luke Spencer was, he was played by Tony Gilly, and back in the 80s and 90s, long before you were born, he was one of the key players on Dinner Hospital, and he also worked with Sunny for 15 years. They did Lips Club. They did a lot of business together. So when you saw the scene with Sunny and Laura, when Laura told him about, you know, Lips dying, you know, for Sunny, is another loss to compare. He lost his father. He lost his mind. He lost Jason, and now he lost Luke. You know, that in itself is a hard thing, I think, for Sunny to go through. Don't you agree?
I mean, I do know who Luke is, actually. I watched when Luke said goodbye. The last person he saw on Port Charles was Sunny, and we watched the Ice Princess story. It was fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, Luke and Sunny were, you know, best friends, and they were also in-laws. And, I mean, Tony Gilly and Monique Bernard, every time they acted together, it was, you know, people wanted to have popcorn because it was, every time they never missed a beat together, they were so good and everything. And I, Max, is a little jealous of you because you were on the State of Mind with Monique Bernard, with your brother, well, your brother at the end. So how was that?
It was great. I told him how the interview with AJ Lee was, and it came out next week.
Well, you did such a great job with him. I mean, you did a great job on the State of Mind. You were fantastic. And
thank you.
You took my breath away. You did such a great grown-up interview with Mo, and I love how you had your State of Mind suit and everything. That was really cute. And so let me ask you, so I know you love wrestling, so you really love wrestling, so do you like all the wrestling shows, like Have you ever watched Total Diva? Ever? Because that's, there's a wrestling on that show, and that is a really good show. But who is your favorite wrestler?
John Cena, and I've never watched the Total Divas. But I know the people on the show.
Oh, okay. So who is your favorite man wrestler and women wrestler?
So John Cena, favorite of all time, and all. John Cena, and, you know, I can't pick between, like, Becky Lynch or one of the greatest Lita or something. I just can't pick, but it's like a tie between Becky Lynch and, like, one of the legends.
Well, I mean, that's okay. I mean, you can have more than one as your favorite. I mean, there's nothing, you know, wrong with that because, you know, it's hard to pick. It's like picking your favorite ice cream. What is your favorite ice cream? Or do you not like ice cream?
Everybody else, who would not like ice cream? And my favorite is chocolate, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, sometimes you have to try cookie dough ice cream. If you love chocolate chip cookies, you're going to love the cookie dough and the ice cream. It's so good, Max. Oh, my gosh. And so, also, do you like football or do you just, like, wrestling? Do you like football, baseball, basketball, hockey, any of those?
I did once like baseball and basketball, but I don't play anymore. I my only favorite sport is wrestling now.
Well, I mean, on TV, Max, did you ever, like, watch a baseball game or a basketball game on TV?
I'm not sure, but I think I did watch the Super Bowl once.
Oh, okay. Well, just remember, Monique Bernard's favorite team is San Francisco 49ers. Just always remember that. You know, and so what was your Christmas like? Did you have a really good Christmas?
Yes, and my brother and me both got a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, say that again.
A Nintendo Switch.
Oh, cool. So, what is your Christmas like, Max? In your family, did you get to open one present Christmas Eve and then open all the rest on Christmas Day, or how does that look?
Well, on Christmas Eve, I mean, that was good, but I didn't really play the game I got from Christmas Eve. It was shaped like a triangle, and I was like, what the heck is this? And it was the game of Elf based on the movie.
Oh, awesome. And so, I mean, Christmas went so fast this year. It went, like, really quick, but so have you ever been allowed to stay up past midnight for New Year's Eve? Or can you ever make yourself stay up that late?
Well, my parents don't care.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I mean, you know, it's like every kid, my nieces and nephew, when they were younger, they tried to stay up, you know, until midnight. That was the goal. And they usually beat it, and then they fell asleep like at 12:30. But, you know, so today, so are you going to, so General Hospital, for you, what time does it come on?
Well, they do it live just when our interview started at 1, and they upload it around 2:30, and we watch it around 7. But I'm sure we're going to watch the, you know, on our brand new computer.
Oh, okay. So what time can people expect you updates today? Because everyone always waits for your updates.
Sometimes it's around 8 o'clock, sometimes it's around 4.
Well, I think so when we watch it on the computer, it's around 4, and when we watch it on 7, we like to do it around 8 and get it in my head.
Oh, well, you know, I think what, you know, you keep doing these updates because everyone, you know, looks forward to them every day. I mean, I look forward to them always. And I'm going to bring one of my co-hosts on, I mean, my host on, because I know Bobby has a couple questions for you. So here's Bobby.
Hey, Max.
Hey.
Hey, I will tell you right now, and I will tell a little story, and Carly, you can listen into that. I have that one of the actors that I'm very interested in now is the little boy that played Leo, and having autism myself, I can speak for the actor that plays him, that I can definitely relate to him. But what was it like to act out his scenes, being that he was autistic versus a normal kid his age and your age?
Max, did you hear Bobby's question?
I need to hear that one last time.
Okay. Well, one of the characters on General Hospital, Leo, and the actor that played Leo, both have autism, and I can relate to that because I have autism. But what was it like to react to scenes that Leo had as far as him handling the autism for a kid his age that's about the same age as you?
Well, I think he's like a good actor with the autism.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Well.
And he's also a really sweet boy on the show.
Yeah. I follow him on Instagram, and he gave me a shout out for after I wrote to him to wish him happy holidays and tell him about the storyline and how I could relate to it. But.
So, Bobby, did you have any more questions?
But that's it. I have to tell you
one more last thing. Did you know that Leo followed me on Twitter?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that, but I think I followed him on Instagram, and I communicated with him a few times, wishing him happy holidays and following his blogs and what he had to say and everything. So I just hope they keep that little boy because they made a big mistake by letting the previous actor that was Spencer go, but I just hope they keep Leo for a while because with the new young kids that are on there that are now preteens, I don't know if we're running into another teen scene or how it's going to be once in a couple months from now once we get into more storylines for the younger kids.
I want to ask you, who is your favorite besides Leo?
Oh, well, definitely I like Maxie because I remember her from Days of Our Lives and Disney Channel films, But I definitely will have to be like Carly and say it was definitely Carly, because I know the actress very well, because she is, have done several other soaps before your time. I think, and I like her, and I think I can relate to her being a take no stuff and handle everything as an independent woman.
Yeah, so you're definitely not Team Mina.
Well, and Bobby, is there any other question you want?
No, thanks. I think I asked Max all the questions that you told me to ask him.
Okay, and so, Max, I want to play a little game with you before you go. It's called Max's Favorite Things. So I'm going to ask you, like, a list, like, what's your favorite movie and everything, for the viewers get to know you a little bit more. So, what is your favorite movie?
Well, all movies are good. I mean, I think I say one of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies, but all the movies are so good.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you had a couple movies to pick from, that's okay, too. So do you, like, have two or three you love watching over and over and over again?
Well, I mean, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the cartoon, of course. It just came out a month ago. And it's like, it's the cartoon animation. I want to watch that every day and many more.
Wow, I love that. Okay, and, okay, your favorite kind of pizza, and do you like pizza?
And she would not like pizza. And my favorite is cheese pizza. Cheese.
So what is your favorite kind? Oh, wow. Okay. And let's see, my last question for you. Well, it's not a question, more like a statement, Max. You could be on General Hospital. Let me tell you, you would become a great actor if you wanted to become an actor, because you are totally great with the updates that you could totally do the acting thing. Oh, you could be the next Ryan Seacrest. And you know who Ryan Seacrest is, right?
Yes, he's a host of this show. That is the exact same thing that Maurice Bernard said before. He's like doing the intro and he said, Max, he's like the next Ryan Seacrest. Everybody thinks I'm the next Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, cool. Well, I could see you coming on General Hospital. And I would love to see you and Monique Bernard in a scene together. I think that's a really great scene. And also, I know you are a fan of Josephine Love, who played Violet on General Hospital, too. So
yeah.
You also like her. So I know she called in for you from another radio show. So how was that?
I was surprised when she came on. That was very good. It was on Another Sunday.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get her on Daytime After Dark, and if I do, maybe I can let your mom know, but you can surprise her this time whenever I get her. And so, Max, do you have anything more to say before we go? Because, like I say, you are the best person to ever do the updates every single day. You're awesome.
Well, I got a few things to say. So, thank you for watching my updates and other stuff. And I cannot choose between being a WWE wrestler like John Cena or being an actor. I can just be both or something. I'll probably be both. I'm going to have to decide.
Awesome. So, yes, everyone, please watch Max's updates on Twitter, right? You just have them on Twitter right now, right? Or do you have your own YouTube page yet?
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Max, for doing this interview and telling your mom that you are welcome back anytime.
Thank you, and I'd like to do this like a million times. This was so much fun.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye. Okay, so.
That was a great interview. That was a great interview.
Yeah, it was. So, let's see. I don't know if we will be having a show anytime this week also, because tonight everyone just, you know, send me positive whatever, because tonight I go in for my MRI. I was supposed to go last Friday, and we went all the way there, and it was canceled. So, we are going tonight, and everyone, you know how you usually don't want to know what's wrong with you? Well, I need to know what's wrong with me, because this has been an 8-month problem and a 6-month problem, too, so I just hope we get somewhere with MRI tonight. I'm just really, really, really hoping we do. And before we go, I want to say, again, thank you, Max Update Z8, for coming on. And also, if you guys watch Boredom Beautiful, go back to the Monday's episode, because they dedicated that to Betty White. That would have been her 100th birthday. And
right.
She was three weeks sort of... No, 12 days short of her 100th birthday. So, and I love Betty White from the Golden Girls, from Harden, Cleveland. You know, she did the best job on any show she ever worked on. So, yes. And did you have anything else to say, Bobby, before we go off air?
No, I just was... You're just going to say that everything that I said to Max that you told me to talk about with him, I have gotten covered.
Yes, and then also, you guys just be careful of the COVID out there. Be safe. It looks like we are on round 3 or round 2 of that. So take a little moment to enjoy whatever. Oh, hold on. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, hi. Hi, Max. How you doing?
No, you missed Max by
missed
3 minutes.
Oh, no. I was on the phone with my nurse.
Don't worry. He will be back. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, so I did text you, but I thought maybe you were still sleeping. And,
no, I was woke.
Oh. So, like I told everyone, tonight I go for my MRI and asking everyone to pray that they find something wrong. And like I told the audience, most people don't pray for something wrong, but I need answers, right, Maggie?
Definitely you need answers.
Oh,
people don't answer wrong.
go insane. And we are going to be having more guests as time goes on. But I do not want to overbook myself.
You're going to take it easy.
Yes. You know, I'm trying to, you know, I have the show too because I love it. But also, you know, I need to sometimes rest because this whole thing, you know, your body gets so tired and
it does.
You're all in pain. So it's a pain I never wanted. But yeah. So I will let everyone know when the next show is.
Okay.
I know we are working on getting Huston West back on the show. It looks like I'm working on getting Violet, Josephine Love on the show. So, and Bobby, if you will, if you find out if the actor that played Leo is on Twitter, let me know, but we can invite him on the show.
Okay. All right.
Because I know you would like that.
I will.
Yes.
Especially
and
when we come close to Autism Awareness Month.
Yeah, and I just want to say I'm not watching football right now because once my Seahawks were out of it, I'm banning football until next season because I'm still not over the fact that we did not make it in the playoffs. What about you, Maggie?
I'm pulling for the 49ers.
And I just want to say good luck to
well,
the Bucs.
I'm sure the Bears is going to be looking for a new coach. I'm sure they'll be looking for a good coach. Hopefully the Panthers, if they're smart, won't choose the Bears' former coach as their offensive coordinator, because what can possibly go wrong with us that haven't gone
wrong?
Wait.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about the Bears.
Okay, well, I know we just lost defensive coach or whatever. So now they are looking for one for that, which we kind of need. So, yes. So, you know, and all I want to say before we go is take a little time to enjoy the view, watch the view, and do not watch Fox News ever.
Right? You've got that right.
Or CNN.
No,
CNN I love
is CNN. Good.
CNN. Yeah, I love CNN.
Is one of the honest truths of the whole thing. So everyone, take a little time and enjoy the view, whatever view. You may have, okay, fine. I'm copying Whoopi Goldberg, okay, fine. But I think it's cute.
Okay. Wash your hands, wear your mask.
I don't trust those
catch
me hands anyways.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. That's the talkingest family in the world. Mila. 1 hour and a half. and Wednesday. Mm-hmm.